You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk more SEC as we'll get a review of the day coming up. In the 5 o'clock hour, also, we'll tell you the biggest story coming out of SEC Media Days. That's on the way, some guy talk, and a story you don't want to miss. If you've not heard about this story, trust us, you don't want to miss it.
Ultimate water cooler talk today, man.
Unbelievable. It's on the way, guys. But as we get the 4 o'clock hour started, we got to spend some time with a friend of the show. And, you know, I could go on and on about Chuck. This is his theme music, by the way, as he comes on the show. He's currently the pass rush coach for the Baltimore Ravens. Just to put this in perspective, guys, 114 sacks in the last 2 years for the Ravens. They were number one in 2023. They had 60. Number two in 2024, they had 54. Those numbers all increased when Chuck got there. And two double-digit sackers last year, Kyle Van Noy, Mette Buke, they're both Pro Bowlers. And eight Ravens. Eight Ravens have had career years under Chuck Smith. Chuck, man, it's always good to talk with you. I know camp's getting ready to kick off. It's good to get you on the show before the season rolls around because we know how busy you'll be, and we normally don't get a chance to talk to you until things are done. So, first and foremost, man, how's the offseason been, bro?
Everything's going real. Everything's going real good. You know what? I love, real quick, Carl, when y'all come in with them Bee Gees. Listen, man, this new generation, hey, Mike, this new generation will understand you want some music you can just vibe to. Man, the Bee Gees. So I know a lot of people, I say, man, why do you like the Bee Gees? Man, my sister and them from the 70s, you know, early 80s, you know, so I just love me some Bee Gees. I appreciate the one time y'all get to play the Bee Gees a year when I talk to y'all.
Right. That's true.
We're not playing more than a woman. It is Chuck Smith with us, man. Hey, now, for guys that are listening, since, you know, Chuck used to give us amazing intel pre-draft because he worked with all these players. Now, unfortunately, he's paid by an NFL team, so we can't talk about NFL players once they become NFL players. But you were a Tennessee Vol. You did coach at Tennessee.
Yeah.
What did you think of James Pierce Jr.'s college career?
Oh, I got a chance to watch James. I thought he was fantastic. Also, you know, when you watch him, he's quick, he's long, he's productive. And, you know, at Tennessee, you know, he was fantastic. I think he's going to be a good player.
Yeah, I mean, like, Chuck, how long – and I know everybody's different. We had these conversations over the years – but when a rookie pass rusher comes in, and look, there are high expectations about the Falcons. You know that with the young pass rushers we picked in Jalen and certainly James. But how long does it take, man? Guys don't come in and get 10 or 15 sacks, right? There's a process to this. But how do you know? Like, when will we know, like, we got the right dudes?
Well, not speaking specifically about those guys.
Sure.
But in general, the rookies, when they come in, you know, one of the hardest positions in football – is the pass rusher. There's no position more scrutinized in the NFL. There's only one position more scrutinized than the pass rusher, and that's the quarterback.
Right.
Because you can't find them. They're game changers. They're finishers. And so the development part of it, it just takes time. Sometimes guys come right out the box, you know, like the guy in Dallas. And then you got some guys who take some years, you know, to get there, like Owe Dafe here in Baltimore. But, you know, you see it in them, and then you got to coach it out of them, you know, and get it out of them. And so, man, the pressure on pass rushers coming in, you know, it's tough, and it's much deserved. And that's why pass rushers generate so much revenue right now.
It is Big Chuck Smith, member of the Bomb Squad, that went to Super Bowl 32 for your Atlanta Falcons here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chuck, the guy.
That's 33, bro, 33,
yeah.
Mike. I'm 55 years old, man. So don't make me no older, all right? Come on.
That was one. This one's for Janet. You were there. Anyway, it was the Broncos beating the Falcons. And so it was a bad Saturday night. Yeah. Sunday wasn't much better. All right, Chuck. The guy that you guys got is a guy that we spent a lot of time talking about pre-draft. I really loved his game. Really put his sort of name out there when he beat up an offensive lineman down at the Senior Bowl, and that was Mike Green. What do you see from Mike Green? What do you think he's going to be?
He's like that. I'm happy we have him. You know, Mike came in, you know, put his head down, put the work in, and he's everything that people say he is. And I'm excited to, you know, see what kind of season he has. But he's the truth, man, and people are going to see that.
Chuck, the Ravens also drafted in the first round, as we talked to Chuck Smith here on Dukes and Bell, Malachi Starks.
Right.
And I want to just talk about from the dog's perspective. What is it about what Kirby does that has these guys ready to come to the NFL? You guys drafted dogs. Obviously, we've seen Philly and other teams around the league. And these guys come in. There's no waiting time, right? They jump in and they know how to play. What's the deal there? Well, he prepares them better than anybody else right now?
Yeah, and shout out to Kirby, all the guys down there. And I'm going to just tell you what they do. They develop those guys. There's a development phase at Georgia. And know what it comes with? Tough coaching. They get coached up. They practice physical. I went down there a couple of years ago, and I went down there to see Trey Scott, right, the D-line coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know Kirby. We used to have the same agent, Jimmy Sexton. So I've known Kirby for a long time, and even when he was a player. So I go down there, you know, going to check him out, see some of the old players that I know, and spend time with Trey. So Kirby's on the field, right? He's got a microphone with speakers around him like he's Steve Jobs at Daytona Beach yelling at the crowd. Listen, the way Kirby Smart coaches everybody, I watched it. It was just amazing. He had the headsets on. He's coaching. Look, Kirby got about six eyes. Let me just tell you this. Kirby's at the end zone on the left. He sees something down on the right. He's coaching them up. He's running down there. He's coaching. He's into it. And that's just how they do it. And when you watch teams, how Georgia breaks them a lot of times, it comes from being coached up. And that's one thing I respect about Georgia. If you go to Georgia, you're going to be coached up, because the facts remain, all the guys there are, what, 3, 4, 5, a lot of five stars.
Yes.
And if you're going to be a great player and you want to be a great player, you want to get coached hard. You want to go to a place like that, because look at the benefits. Look what they've reaped. All the players that go there listen to Kirby. They stay there with Kirby. And so I have a lot of respect for him. And I'm going to tell you, when Kirby's on that microphone, listen, man, watch out, because he is coaching his butt off.
And, Chuck, we were just yesterday down at the College Football Hall of Fame for SEC Media Days, and the stuff that these guys were wearing, I mean, they're banking it right now. Because, as well they should, for many years they should have been paid. But how do you find what Kirby's talking about? The guys, to your point, that want to be coached up or just going to go for the cash?
The first thing is, to me, what you look for is, do they like ball? Simple. Do they like ball? And what that means, do they like to study? What are their habits? Are they in bed at night? Or are they out in the streets? You know what I'm saying? Do they take coaching? How do they manage, you know, when things don't go their way? So if you're one of the best players and you want to go to a place where you're going to be with other guys and you want to compete for a position, that's why they're able to get those guys. And that's how they look at them. And it ain't for everybody now. Hey, it's not for everybody, you know. So if you want, you know, and if you want all that, that's how they get them. Because they're like, this is what we do. We're not changing. And we've had success here. And if you're a player and you like ball, you will like it. And Kirby and them fine guys, like coaches speak, They like ball. They like the grind. And that's, to me, why, you know, Kirby and them, it's honestly pretty easy because there's guys out there that like ball, and they're having a lot of success getting them.
No doubt. Chuck Smith, by the way, was number one upon his retirement, guys, all-time in sacks for the Falcons. Number one in sacks in a single game. He had five. Number one in fumble recoveries, 12. Number one in forced fumbles, 20. Man, you're a pretty good damn player. Three-time double-digit sacker for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I said as we went to break, I got a little bone to pick, man. And I don't know, you know, look, I'm not asking for you to answer this. I'm just saying this for Falcon Nation and certainly Arthur Blank and company. I think you're one of the greatest players in Falcon history. I mean, you can go back to stripping the ball against Randall Cunningham in the NFC Championship game. Mike, we talk about the bomb squad all the time. I think you should be in the Ring of Honor, man. I mean, you're all pro back in, you know, 97, your time here, three-time NFC Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, like, I don't understand why you're not there, but I know you have a good relationship now with the Falcons years later and fast-forwarding. I bring all that up to just say the numbers are there, Chuck. The awards and the accolades are there.
Man, I am so appreciative of having the opportunity to play for the Falcons. My big dream was for the Falcons. And we started saying, we want to be relevant below Jimmy Carter. We're mm-hmm. in Sewanee. We want to, right. You know, because at the time we weren't looked at. You know, the town wasn't excited about the team in 92 when me, Bob Whitfield, and a couple of us arrived. But, you know, I am so appreciative being from Athens. I was a Falcons fan. From day one, I supported them in the 70s. I used to go to Fulton County Stadium. I loved Fulton Kuykendall. I loved, I remember Mick Luckhurst, Steve Bartkowski, you know, all those guys growing up. And I think it was such an honor. And when I went there, it wasn't really about getting credit and things like that, but it was really about establishing something, you know, that we could say, you know, what we're proud of and have an opportunity to make it to the Super Bowl. That was just, you know, fantastic. But I really had a great time playing for the Falcons, you know, as a player, the fans. But, you know, I'll just tell you this. When I was on the field, I don't take a backseat to nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a new generation who don't really understand and study it. But I'm, you know, Carl, at this point, I appreciate that what you said. And I'm just, like I said, I pull for those guys, you know, when we're not playing them, you know, which we don't play them. But, right. You know, again, you know, that's the guys I do pull for when we're not playing them. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate Taylor Smith. I appreciate the organization, the fans. And, you know, if they ever feel I'm worthy one day, that'd be cool. But if not, I think all the guys that are in there are much deserved in that Ring of Honor.
Right. I'd love to see the bomb squad get some kind of special recognition. That whole team we always talked about, you know, the 98-99. Lester the Professor, Travis Hall, all those dudes, man. Shane Drenette. It was such a fun time. And I know, again, we can't talk about specific players on this team as Chuck Smith joins us. But that team, Chuck, size-wise, those were such big physical. I know there's a little more body lean now and a little different style. But it just seems like you've got to have the size. And we drafted some size, but just talk about it as a philosophy, as an edge rush coach, how important it is to have that kind of size element and speed.
Well, it's always important. You know, if you can get size and speed, you know, in that team, we had guys that had size and speed. And, you know, they were, you know, really, you know, guys who stuck together in the locker room. You know, we had a good room. We had a great coach in Bill Kolar. But I tell you, one thing that we did back then to have success, we kind of studied some early on. The Falcons would bring in Pierce Holt, a great Niner at the time, Jumpy Gathers. They brought in Chris Dolman. So at that time, we really understood the importance of moves. So Coach Kolar was humble enough, and Dolman, those guys taught us moves, and we took that. And when they left, we all kind of added some of those things in and realized the importance of having skilled moves. And, you know, that group, the Bomb Squad, they're a special group. I think we're still number one in all-time sacks as a group. And I know we had the most in one game. So I just want to give them guys a shout-out because I know Lester lives around there and the guys. So that group, you know, they still have some cool things that we accomplished as a front four.
Chuck Smith, man, and I do remember us being at Chris Dolman's funeral. Rest in peace. And all the pass rushers that showed up when Chris passed away a few years ago. He was a good friend of ours. And all those guys there and you guys sitting there talking about all the great years and the pass rusher pass rush game itself. You've changed that, and yep. You know, it's crazy because I say this to you all the time. Like 10 years ago, if you would have said, hey, I'm a pass rush coach for X team, people would have looked at you like you're crazy. Now all these NFL teams are employing it, Chuck, right? And they're looking for guys like you and coaches who are specifically teaching it because it's become such a big deal. That is a huge impact, too, on the NFL as we get ready for the upcoming season. We're talking with Ravens assistant coach Chuck Smith here on Dukes and Bill. That's a big part of what's also changed in the NFL, isn't it?
It's so big. And now with social media, it's taking a life of its own, the training field, and also the opportunity for these to be careers. And when I started the pass rush craft and the training and the company of pass rush, now remember, there was no iPhone. There was no social media. You know, it was somewhat of a movement, you know, and I just was the only guy. And at one point, you know, people weren't really apt to, NFL coaches didn't want, you know, a trainer training their players. And there was, it just hadn't been done before. And now when I look on social media, I look at the camps, you know, I look at the SAC Summit, you know, out in Vegas. I look at the masterminds, O-line world. I look at the tight end, you know, when those guys do the tight end, you know, deal, and it's skill training and all the thousands of people now that are trainers. It's just so awesome. But to me, what it really does when you look at it in the big picture, it added value to a player's training. So now you don't go a whole offseason when you're not with a team being able to train. Now you got guys that are skilled up, that a lot of them have played in the National Football League. You got guys that really support it. You got like Baldy, who does breakdowns. You got Marcus Spears on TV talking pass rush, guys are doing segments. I just think I'm so proud that I've been a part of it and watching where it grows and watching these NFL teams hire pass rush coaches and everybody commute. It's like a community. So it's so cool, Carl, Mike, to watch, you know, the evolution and the continued growth of, you know, pass rush coaches and skill trainers alike, you know, at all positions.
We wish you the best, man. I know you're not going to be able to join us throughout the season. It's all business. As you said, we don't play. Falcons don't play, Chuck, and the Ravens, but we'll wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, we're going to play them, Carl.
In the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Chuck Smith, man, continue success, man. Bro. We love you. You know the deal, and we will talk to you when the season's done. It's going to be crazy. Ravens, I will say this, and this is me saying it, not Chuck. They're going to be good again, guys. They're going to be good again. So, right. Hey, Chuck, take care, brother. Thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike, Carl. You know I love y'all boys, man.
No doubt.
It's Big Chuck Smith, Joe.
I do it once.
You know he loves that. They're loaded. And look, we can talk about Lamar, but look, that defense, he's right, Mike. They got a squad.
I did that to Chuck at the airport 4 years ago. I think it was at the B gate. That's Big Chuck Smith, Joe. Like, everybody's just like, start laughing. Looking at me, you idiot.
Yeah, man. Right,
always
man.
Great catching up with
no
Big
doubt.
Chuck.
Interesting stuff there. And we hope that one day he gets into that ring of honor. All right, we're going to come back. Georgia got a commit from a kid who had a ringing endorsement about Kirby Smart and this staff. You just heard what Chuck said about Kirby coaching at practice. Wait until you hear what Nick Abrams had to say. It's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Reminder, Falcons training camp, we're going to be there. I'm talking about not just Mike and I, the entire crew. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, on broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. We are going to be at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia during our show, 2 to 6, each and every day. We're up there for the open practices. So come on through, make plans to come by and see us. By the way, we've got tickets, a family four-pack of tickets to go to the Premier League Summer Soccer Series. That game is going to happen August 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Caller 5 right now, just for listening. Tickets are provided by the Premier Soccer League, guys, and they're on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But caller 5, you're going to win a pair, family four-pack of tickets to go check out that event. Hey, big shout-out to Chuck Smith for stopping by. We've been spending a lot of time today because today's the last time, or the last day, should I say, of SEC Media Days. And we know from Connor Riley being on the show, he said, look, camp's going to start for the Dogs 29th, 30th, somewhere around there. And then, guys, it's go time. And as Georgia got a big commit from Nick Abrams, Mike, he chose the Dogs over Oregon, Alabama, Michigan. The quote that he said has a lot of people like, that's what Georgia's about. And he said, Georgia's led by Kirby Smart, Coach Smart, and Coach Schumann, linebackers coach, obviously defensive coordinator. But he said, the duo has produced 3 Buckus Award winners and multiple first-round picks. And he said, at Georgia, it's not just about making your first-round pick. It's about development. It's about becoming from a high school kid to becoming a functional adult in society. Kirby Smart, Coach Smart takes pride in that. And it's great to see a coach that can help you get your goals achieved on and off the field. And everybody's like, whoa.
He also added, I'm going to Georgia to be the best of the best of the best. Sir! No, I mean, like, some guys were joking on social media about, well, somebody wrote that. Well, maybe. But he's going there, and I believe the sentiments are still true because everything he said is true. Because Georgia does produce that level of talent, and Kirby is still looking for those guys that, you know, as we joked around all the time about, you know, is it strictly the cash or are you going to try to get some cash and get developed? Because you can get both at Georgia. You're just not going to top out all the commas and zeros you're going to get maybe at a Texas or you pick the school, Miami this year. Throwing big money around.
No, they are. Meanwhile, what's going on at SEC Media Days, Mike? And you said you liked something that one of the coaches was talking about today.
Right.
It was the last four guys, Sam Pittman, Mike Elko, that's Arkansas, that's Texas A&M. Obviously, Stoops from Kentucky was there today. And to wrap the final day up, it was also, who am I leaving
Eli
out?
Drinkowitz from Mizzou, the Show Me State. And he showed up with some hot takes. Amongst things that he talked about, reported by ESPN, he would 100% like to eliminate the College Football Playoff Committee. I'm 100% with you. I'd be happy with going back straight by the numbers. Strength of the schedule, you know, if you want to incorporate the Associated Press or the rankings at some level. He said increasing the field by two or four is inconsequential. He says his ideal model for a playoff would allocate four guaranteed spots to each of the Big Ten, SEC, three each of the ACC and Big 12 for the or the fourth highest ranked group of five conference champion and another at large. So it doesn't have to be all that complicated. Don't need all the teams we're playing with. Because why are we wasting all this time discussing it? If we're going to do something monumental, let's do something monumental. Let's think outside the box. So he's talking about a lot of different things, but basically saying that I agree with him. You know, this argument we're having between the Big Ten saying, look, you know, we want to see you guys in the SEC play nine, you know, if we're going to expand to 16, and if not, we're not.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just get the sense that look, there's still a lot of money at stake for both and everybody involved. All right. I'm talking about Big Ten, SEC, because the bottom line is the more teams you have in the playoffs, the more money you're going to make. But I just right now, it just feels like it's not going to happen. And, you know, for Sankey to kind of back off a little bit, Mike, and say, well, we can stay at 12 because we're in no rush to go to nine games. And then he says, well, 14's not off the table if we can't get to 16. But we're not going to rush to judgment here just because the Big Ten is chirping about, hey, this is what we want to do and this is the format we want to have. So it is right now probably the biggest story to come out of SEC Media Day simply because it's going to affect the future of how many teams the SEC and the Big Ten get into the college football playoff. And 12, look, I'm fine with 12. We said this. I'm okay with 12. Mike doesn't like expansion because you get to a point where it completely starts to take away. Guys, we get to 16. You're going to have a four-loss team in the playoff.
Right.
And to me, that demoralizes what you're doing during the regular season.
You're diluting the regular season still has to matter. When Georgia plays Auburn, that's supposed to matter. The oldest rivalry in the Deep South, things like that. When Alabama plays Tennessee, that's supposed to matter. One of the other things, which some would say gets marginalized, Eli Drinkowitz went there when he was talking about the model of whether you want to go with, you know, 16 teams, 12 teams, 8 teams. He goes, I'm for the SEC championship. Again, this is the Mizzou coach. He goes, I think it's a great game. He goes, but we're doing more to eliminate it by adding that 11+5 model. Because what's the emphasis of playing that game and it could hurt you?
He's right. And this is the thing. It's almost better to not be in the championship game than to be in it. And that doesn't make sense. The goal should always be to play in your conference championship game. Ask Kirby today. That's their goal. They want to be back in Atlanta in December and playing for the chip. To think that Georgia, let's just hypothetically say, Mike, I don't know, has two, maybe three losses, and they get to sit, but yet they're still one of the best teams in college football, it's more beneficial to them to sit rather than to play, and they're still going to get in.
Right.
Eli's not wrong about this. And so that is – and I said this, guys. Unless you're going to do away with these championship games, and this is why they want to, big picture, if we get to 16, they want to incorporate the championship games, Mike, and have like a play-in tournament kind of deal for the teams on the back end of this playoff that qualify.
But, I mean, this is why we love college football because, you know, the out-of-conference – you know, patty cake, the homecoming team game, that's okay. You're going to get, you know, a whoop in there, one side of game. But for the most part, you've got nine games that really do matter. In some cases, 10 if you're going strong out of conference. I just want to see these games mean more. I think you didn't need to expand to where we did it last year. Boise State, Indiana had no business being in that thing last year. Don't care about that. You know, Tennessee was not a playoff caliber team last year. I'm sorry. You know, but you could argue that, you know, you don't need eight. Eight is fine. You know, and you want to give a couple teams bye weeks. But we're not going backwards. Toothpaste has a tube. It's only going to get bigger. But I mean, I think you got to cap it at 16. It's like with March Madness. You got 64 teams. Before you know it, we're going to have 100 teams in March Madness.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I don't want to sound like, you know, Clint Eastwood get off my lawn, but there is something to be said for what the regular season, the conference championships mean. And I don't want to see that further diluted. So if a small team, if a service academy, if a Boise State can run the table,
well, Army was close last year,
and their strength of schedule stacks up, then they're in.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they were right there. I mean, like, and though, by the way, I love those stories. I want to see some of that. If they're good enough to be there, they should have an opportunity to get in.
But being the 60s, like Indiana in the strength of schedule, you don't deserve to be there. You know, but this goes back, and this is going to be like the endless chicken and the egg between now and what you say the deadline was, mid-November?
Yeah, end of November.
The SEC has to inform their opponents they would be dropping out of conference, that they're going to go to a nine game. I'd love to see the nine game, but the more you see the Big Ten kind of bullying, not saying bullying, but using their political power in this process and their influence and their money to basically say to the SEC, you better play nine. Well, the Georgias of the world, our conference is better than the Big Ten top to bottom. But the Big Ten can say, look, hey, we're back-to-back champs, pal. And we beat you. Tennessee, you lost to Ohio State.
They can also say we got a bigger TV contract than they
and
do.
They do. By they about, do. What, $10 million, $15 million, right? Per team payout.
Tony Petitti told Joel Klatt, this was maybe a month ago or so, talking about the format, and that's the Big Ten commissioner. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just a part of what's been going on this week. He says, we want to play in tough games. We want to create an incentive for schools to schedule tougher non-conference games. And I think fans want to see more of that. He says, everybody's pointing to Texas, Ohio State this year. We want more of that.
Right.
That is what Tony Petitti is saying, and that's the reference towards, you know, the 4-4-2-2-1 format. Again, all of these different formats about how many teams get in, who gets automatic bids, that's the numbers that are being thrown out there, right? 5-11, 4-2-2-2, whatever. Right. But that's what he's saying. I have no issue with that. It's just how we get there.
We played the Sankey soundbite when Sandra Golden and Bo Morgan were talking to him this morning on the Steakhouse. And again, the logic behind, and you know me, I said this yesterday, guys, well, you did a rule about face on that nine games. Well, if you're not getting respect for the nine games, if you're not getting the juice, and we have no transparency, so we don't know what the College Football Playoff Committee is talking about. You know, I don't know what there's not supposed to be agendas. People that have teams in the Common Conference connection, they're supposed to recuse themselves as far as those ADs. Okay, but then who else is making the argument? Because the strength of schedule was devalued last year. And that's why Sankey's saying, why should we go to nine if we don't get credit for being the toughest conference? Because it is. You know, look, Oregon is great, you know, and Penn State is always knocking on the door. But there's four great teams. You take Michigan, Ohio State in that Big Ten. But let's be honest, the rest of the Big Ten is crap. They had six teams under 500 last year.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know how it's going to play out, but it is going to play out. And we'll see who ultimately, if they're able to agree or who has the ultimate power. Mm. Big Ten may win this battle. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right. It's the story everybody's talking about. You go to a concert, and now you're on Kiss Cam. But there's a problem because it's not your wife. That's coming up next. Also, a piece of audio from an archive. I don't know where this ever came from. If you're a Georgia fan, you don't want to miss this audio from 1981. Coming up next in Guy Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Where the players play, and there was a player at play last night at Gillette Stadium where Coldplay was performing in Foxborough. Andy Byron, the CEO of a company called Astronomer, Carl.
Okay.
And I looked it up, and apparently Astronomer is, I guess, something that IT guys would know about because it didn't make a lot of sense to me. But streamlining data and information, and apparently they do very well. It's a company that is a data online platform called Astro that streamlines data management, according to their website.
Okay.
So
they're a big deal.
Their CEO does pretty well for himself. So Coldplay, they're showing shots of the crowd reacting during the performance. They have a big circle above the stage, to the stage right, stage left, and they're showing folks enjoying the music. So he's hanging out with this lovely woman. He's got his arms around her. And all of a sudden, if you hadn't seen it by now, the camera shoots to them and, oh, God, she turns away and he ducks down.
He literally. Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Mike, the look on his face when he literally tries to disappear. You can't disappear. We've already seen you. He literally goes underneath the deal there. It's incredible.
And Chris Martin, that's, of course, the lead vocalist for Coldplay. I was there having a great time. So some would say, if you're from New York and maybe do you have employees where people know who you are you better just to hide in plain sight and just wave and just not make a thing? Because when you react like that, something, now again, in hindsight, people are throwing this out there, but you obviously kind of, you know, make this even worse because folks certainly in the business recognize who this guy was, and then people get underneath the fingernails of the company and the profiles because she's the HR director.
What?
Yes. Kristen's exceptional leadership and deep expertise in talent management, employee engagement, and scaling people strategies. Don't you love these corporate BS? If I hear the phrase scaled or to scale one more time. Anyway, he gushed about her on the company website. Apparently, talking about some of the blowback here on this, Oren, the wife of the CEO, she deleted her Facebook page?
Well, first of all, there was a lady that was standing next to them who also was an employee caught up in this. Apparently, she had gotten a promotion recently courtesy of the HR person.
Oh, so she's basically complicit. It's like, have you ever been in an experience, okay, yes, I used to be a lowlife and I cheated. You're putting your friends on blast.
Yeah, she's the one that's standing there laughing.
Because now your friends have to explain it. The wives, did you know about this? So yeah, they're saying she perhaps is culpable in this. Kristen Cabot is the chief people officer of Astronomer. So he released a statement, Oren?
Yes. What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my family, and the team at Astronomer. You deserve better from me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle.
Oh, it's Coldplay's fault that you're sitting there making kissy face with a woman at a concert. What a bunch of crap. Boy, is this CEO a metaphor for 2025? I'm cheating on my wife, but it's your fault, Coldplay, for putting the image up on the screen.
As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
He quoted fix you? Are you serious?
Yes, he did.
Come on, man. Here's the deal. Y'all knew what y'all were doing when y'all went to the concert. Y'all did not expect to get caught. Now you got caught, and all of a sudden, you're putting this crap out there. Mike, I totally agree with you. And here's the funniest part. Like, the still picture of the friend that has been given the promotion from the HR chick that right. was there with him. She is laughing and has her face covered. But you know she was like, holy crap, we just got outed.
Yeah.
Because my question is, what did you tell your people you were doing?
Right.
We're going to the show. Oh, who are you going with? Oh, Christian and the girls. Oh, who are you going with? Oh, I'm going with Mike and the boys.
Yeah.
And then that pops up. You're done.
Yeah, man. In with the management team. Sandra Golden's got a photo up at Sports Sandra on social media. We don't call it X. We call it Twitter. But as Nicole Orbach wrote, she is the one I most want to hear from.
Unbelievable.
She knew what's going on and who's zooming who.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The thing about it is she's in just as much trouble as them because she clearly knew the affair was going on.
That's why I said it. I mean,
so like.
Yep. Anytime, you know, you get caught and, you know, I was really bad at it because I'm not that good at lying and stuff like this, you know, when you get what happened was, but you're right, the friends involved, it's like, oi, now they got to tell their wives, oh, is that what you guys do when you're in Vegas? No, just him. You know what reminds me of hearing this, him trying to blame Coldplay for this? Have you seen that HBO movie that came out last month called Mountainhead? About all these, it's basically all these. It kind of describes what just complete candy asses all those guys from Silicon Valley are.
I watched probably 15 minutes of it. Everybody says it's great. I turned it off. I was like, eh. It's got the Office guy in there, right?
Yeah. Steve Carell.
Yeah.
But basically, all these guys that are like the masters of the universe would be the head of Google, would be like an Elon Musk type character, and all these guys basically manipulating events as the world kind of goes down the crapper. And they're both all a bunch of like man children who have no balls. And that's what I think of when I see this guy making an excuse. It's Coldplay's fault.
Yeah.
What a tool.
And by the way, Chris Martin responded that way. I've been to Coldplay shows. Because nobody responds that way when they get on the screen. They're going crazy.
Right,
they're having a good time at the show.
Right.
And he completely reacted in a way that's going to get the head singer's attention and go, what's going on up there? Unbelievable.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
And he nailed it. Speaking of folks enjoying the show or maybe not enjoying the show, credit, by the way, to ESPN for at least having some fun, letting their politically correct hair down, and let Shane Gillis MC the ESPYs. I haven't watched the ESPYs in years. I found out this morning that he did a great job, had some fantastic jokes, and really kind of pushed the envelope in specific order. Here's Carl Anthony Towns sitting in the crowd when he calls him out.
The New York Knicks had a great season. Yeah, hell yeah. Carl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
That's funny. Now, that's funny.
Day-Day is shaking his head. You don't approve, Day-Day.
I mean, that's just the ultimate line of disrespect as a man.
No, it is.
As a man.
Well, then go to Will Smith up on a stage and smack Shane Gillis.
That was funny. Here's the deal. Can we have a little leeway?
Well, that's just it. I mean, no disrespect to Rob. I put this up on Twitter. I was responding to Awful Announcing's take. Rob Riggle is great, but that's kind of white bread with mayonnaise. Shane Gillis is kind of pushing the envelope. Do you have the Belichick joke on this, Oren? Take a listen to this, Carl.
Pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime.
Oh, wow.
They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar. The little engine that could but needed a pill first. And, of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs.
Oh, wow. Again, like, hey, I don't know. The only cringeworthy one, I guess, was the Caitlin Clark joke, which I know we're not playing. But that one I heard, and I was like, eh. But you know what, Mike? You got to be – we've said this about these comedians. Nobody wants to do these gigs because you can't take the chances.
And it's tough because, you know, with ESPN, I said this to a couple guys, you know, weren't getting the gist. Some of the athletes do have a sense of humor. Some are self-involved. Some don't get the jokes at all. And then some are cowed to not respond if they feel something's too edgy to laugh at. So it's one of the hardest gigs in all of entertainment because it's a very tough room to perform in front of. So I give Shane Gillis some credit. Here's more. Give me the Shador Sandars. Here's a Shane Gillis from last night's ESPYs.
Shador Sandars had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
See, that's a great joke.
It is. It is. I mean, like, look, it is what it is. People asked, I remember people asking Deion, why are you retiring their numbers, right? And Deion was like, we got to wait till somebody dies to give them their flowers. Like, I get the Travis Hunter thing, Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
But he's right. You could question that.
Hey, man, let's hear the one on SGA. Now, this made me laugh out loud.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble.
That's great.
Shane Gillis from last night's ESPYs, man. Hey, we saw some audio today, and I'm always, you know, following Georgia football and other accounts, and this one popped up on my timeline. I grabbed it, and I retweeted it at Mike Bell ATL. Carl, this comes from the Georgia football website, or Georgia football Twitter account, the official, from the archives. It's Coach Dooley wearing red breeches, got his dress shirt with a red tie. Don't know where the venue is. Don't know if it's Legion Field. Don't know if it's in Jacksonville. Don't know where it is. So if anybody can look at the video and give me the time of this, it looks like early 80s, late 70s.
Okay.
But the interview being conducted with Coach Dooley by none other than the godfather of soul himself, James Brown. Take a listen.
One.
That's actually James Brown playing music.
I was going to say.
Oren's going to find it. He just had it. It's coming up in just seconds.
I thought it was James Brown singing to him or something.
Actually, James Brown's music there. But James Brown did write a song, by the way, Junkyard Dog. That would be the great defense from Irk Russell.
True.
So I'm guessing this would have been, you know, late 70s / early 80s. But by the way, this is James Brown. It's mustache James Brown with a little goatee, by the way.
Okay.
Here it is.
That's cool.
I love it, man. Is that gold?
That is.
I mean, I saw this today. And again, anybody, I got it up at Mike Bell ATL. Carl can retweet it to it. Put him up, C Dukes. But man, that was gold. And just to see Coach, because Coach is so young, talking to James Brown, I'm like, this is one of these is not like the other. I just wish we had known about this when Coach was still alive, because that would have been a hell of a question to ask on our weekly segments. Barbara will be back this year with us, brought to you by Kroger.
Yeah, she will be. And we'll ask her. That is a crazy piece of audio. But yeah, and he said it, Georgia boy, by the way, you know, he said, from one Georgia boy to another.
All right.
Real quick, we got to get a open update, Mike. We've been telling you and keeping you updated on the open guys here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we will continue throughout the tournament. What's going on?
All right, man. We talked about Royal Portrush. They were back there about 6 years back. This is the very northern tip of Northern Ireland. So weather is funky, and we saw some tough conditions. But, Carl, you were talking about it off the air with me. The rough is beyond rough. And you know the gorse and the bushes. And if you don't get it on the fairway, there's a 1 in 4 chance you're not going to find that ball. Good news for a Georgia Bulldog from the mean streets of Sea Island, Georgia, Carl.
Sea Island.
Harris English with a 4 under. He's never won a major. He's tied with Jakob Skov Olesen from Denmark, Lee Hatong from China, Matt Fitzpatrick, a former U.S. Open winner at Brookline, the Englishman. He's at 4 under. Matthew Jordan from the U.K. is at 3 under. And your boy, Scotty Scheffler, is at 3 under.
What's going on with Scotty Scheffler?
Ricky Fowler, he'll choke this away, but he's at 2 under. Brian Harman at 2 under. Lucas Glover at 2 under. Phil Mickelson finished at 1 under today. How about that?
I'm happy for
Surprised
Phil.
Surprised everybody a couple years ago by pulling off the British Open. John Rahm at 1 under. Shane Lowry.
That's right.
No relation. Although he is Black Irish at 1 under. And now let's get to the other side of the leaderboard. Things not going well for the LIV Golf guys. Brooks Koepka at 4 over. I posted the video. It's also up at Mike Bell ATL on Twitter. Bryson DeChambeau takes 1, 2, 3 swings to get out of the rough. 7 over after 1 round. So not good for him. And Wyndham Clark, already memes are saying, whatever hotel room Wyndham Clark is staying, expect damage. He is at 5 over.
That's not right.
So there's your leaderboard when it comes to the Open Championship.
Update is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone. And by Twin Peaks, food, drinks, and scenic views. Don't disrespect this song like that. Can't believe he quoted this song. What a jerk. Hey, man, coming up. He got his deal. It's done. And they are ready for camp, and it's a big deal. We'll tell you about it, what happened in the NFL, next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.